This is episode number 2315 of the Who Cares News for Friday, October 14th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Viewers of Hulu's The Kardashians.
Uh-oh.
Well, they've long questioned whether or not... I mean, it's hard-hitting bottom-of-the-barrel news today.
Stop.
They've long questioned whether or not Pete Davidson would be appearing this season, all of which was filmed while he and Kim were dating.
Yeah, this is the thing that's interesting to me. In real life, all the things that are happening, obviously, in the Kardashian family right now...
Oh, gosh.
Between Kim's issues and Kanye and Pete now not being relevant... When this show comes on, it's like you want this show to be like in real time. We should get We should just make it live. Let's call Ryan and say they've got the technology. Keep up with this stuff. We already know what's going on.
Well, on Kudake, it was like 8 months, right?
Yeah, but I think it's a closer window now.
This week, things begin with Kim, Khloe, Momager, and Grandma
MJ. Is she ever on that show? I didn't know that.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Gathering around to have long overdue gossip.
Long overdue gossip.
And within seconds, Kim also candidly reveals that she and Pete had sex in front of a fireplace.
Oh, no.
In honor of her grandmother.
What? Wait a
minute.
That's
completely normal. Yeah,
no,
right?
No,
yeah,
no, right? No. No, that's crazy. Are you kidding me?
MJ, in your honor.
Oh, God.
We had sex in front of the fireplace.
Oh, no.
For you.
No.
It was good.
Oh, my God.
He's got BDE.
He's got BDE.
While at the Beverly Hills Hotel together, Kim told Pete,
my grandma told me that you really live life when you have sex in front of the fireplace.
Wow. Grandma said that.
And so we had sex in front of the fireplace.
Okay, well, thank you, Kim, for that.
In honor of you.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Ooh, TMI.
So on a phone call with Pete, they discuss his plans to go into space on Jeff Bezos' penis-shaped rocket.
Oh, that's right. He was going to go up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which got scrubbed, kind of like their relationship, ultimately.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't blame Pete, really.
No. He didn't know what he was getting into the first place.
Now, in full disclosure, we're laying off the yay right now.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
We're laying off the yay because we support.
Oh yeah, we support good mental health and
not going to make
and
fun
Kanye
of.
Kanye definitely has some issues he's got to deal with. Obviously, that's obvious.
And so Pete was like, no, thank you. It's too much. I'm out the door.
I know. Can't blame that. So anyway.
No, because now she's got. Well, yeah, no. So anyway.
Yeah.
You think Pete Davidson's gonna go up in the penis shaped rocket if it happens again?
I don't know. I had heard somewhere that he was kind of pissed that Jeff Bezos wasn't going, and that bothered him a little bit. He thought, well, if Jeff's not going, I don't know if I want to go now. I think he's probably, like his relationship with Kim, he's probably been a little scared off.
Has Jeff not gone?
Yeah, he did once, I think. Yeah.
Oh, Pete wanted him to go with him.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, anyway. Best of luck to Pete. We're waiting to find out who you're dating next, man. Can't wait
to find
out.
Christopher Maloney is happy to be considered a zaddy.
A zaddy?
A zaddy is a good-looking man who's stylish, charming, and self-confident.
Oh, my God. A zaddy. Am I a zaddy?
You're a zaddy.
Am I a zaddy?
Sure.
Oh, thanks. In a Christopher Maloney kind of way? Okay, maybe not.
You might remember that Christopher likes to work out naked and did a Peloton commercial this year in the buff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Did you ever watch that commercial?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, I didn't.
Hello. He also
you're a Christopher Maloney fan from way back because you're
I am.
SUV.
Yeah.
Did I say that right? SUV? I always screw
SBU.
It up.
SBU.
I see. I did it again. It's SVU, not SUV. SUV, something you drive. SVU, something you
watch.
Yeah,
but that's an old one, too. I've called it SUV before.
I know.
It's so easy to screw it up like that.
It is.
So
is.
He also made a comeback on a new Law and Order,
right?
Organized Crime.
And they've been doing the crossovers, him and Olivia, you know?
Yeah.
On SUV. Organized Crime.
He admitted never expected to become a hottie with a body at age 61. But look, he's happy to take on his second act.
That backside of his is pretty damn chiseled. You know.
He's always been in shape.
Yeah.
Always.
Right.
Been in shape.
And why wasn't he on the list of bald men yesterday? Is he bald?
Oh, he kind of is now.
He could have been on our bald men list yesterday that we didn't see him on there.
I didn't even cross my mind.
We're gonna explore that on the podcast today, don't forget. All right.
Well, yeah, because actually today is Be Bald and Be Free Day. So Christopher Maloney, be bald, be free.
Be bald and be free.
Yeah, he said it's a gas. It's fun. I don't know. Has anyone else been crowned zaddy?
Well, I have
once
now.
Once it's bestowed upon you, you have to just ride that horse as long as you can.
Yeah, you're not going to be a zaddy forever. I'm just going to put that out there. At some point, the zaddy ends up going away, I suppose.
Yeah, well, it will.
Well, you know what? Me and Maloney, we're zaddies. I like that. Have you watched any of the Organized Crime on your phone there at fast speed? I know that's how you consume most shows these days.
No, I'm mostly still doing Blue Bloods, and okay. I am doing some SUV.
All right.
I always do SUV. I've always been a fan.
SVU, damn it, SVU. Look, I got you doing it too.
No, I did it on purpose.
I know you did.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Tee hee. With our apologies to Peloton and Halle Berry today.
And whoever had to clean the Peloton seat after Christopher Maloney was on it.
Sure, that's... I was going to say that's probably something you wouldn't mind doing. Anyway, more Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.